All right, the TV dating show The Bachelor is trying something new this fall.
He's Gary.
And I'm your first Golden Bachelor.
Gary Turner is 71 and will be matched up with women 65 and older, which is a first for The Bachelor.
For some viewers, it'll be a peek into a world of dating they don't see too often. But for Tom Blake, this is right up his alley.
For seniors who become single, maybe through a divorce, could be through a death, it's a whole new ballgame. It's a whole new challenge. And they need to know what to avoid, how to start.
Tom Blake has written a column called Finding Love After 50, and he's done that column for 29 years. He tells readers how to navigate through the dating pool in later life, and his champs, as he likes to call them, range in age from 50 to 90.
Blake's advice for newly single seniors is to start slowly, but seize the moment when you feel a spark with someone.
You just don't have that many opportunities, so be assertive.
He's not the only one with advice. Journalist Francine Rousseau has some, too. She is the author of Love After 50, and she says senior dating has its perks, especially when it comes to learning from past relationships.
For most people, there's not a lot of playing around or playing games. They're serious. This is what they want.
Rousseau suggests writing down a checklist of what you're looking for in a partner, and that's what helped her find out what she wanted in a companion after the death of her second husband.
You also need to be prepared for rejection, which can happen at any age. Rousseau says you should know that you will be strong enough to handle it.
Anybody your age who's been widowed or divorced or lost a person you love, you've survived far worse than having somebody just dump you after two dates.
As for The Golden Bachelor, Rousseau is optimistic about how the show will depict dating later in life.
I do hope that it indicates to people that at 71, you're available. You have what it takes.